Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 94 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about nourishment.
Is it worse to eat too much or to eat too little?
I think the proper answer to that is something you don't hear much of anymore. In moderation.
Yeah. I would agree with that. But if I had to pick one, I think eating too much, I think, is worse. The reason I say that is, have you ever eaten so much where you're nauseous?
Miserable.
You feel like you just have to go number two, and even that doesn't help.
I suppose I've done that. I can't really think of when.
Yeah. I've done that before, where I just eat so much, I'm just... Ugh, or you just want to take a nap.
Isn't that why you won't eat shrimp anymore?
That's a mix between drinking too much beer and eating too much shrimp.
Hmm.
I think drinking too much beer had a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for bringing up one of my shining moments of my youth. But I think, what we consider too little is probably what the standard meal is, actually. I mean, like portion size.
True.
For an American. Americans are really gluttonous.
When we go to the grocery store in the frozen entree section, there are frozen meals, which I'm guessing are meant to be one third of a 2,000 calorie diet.
Yeah.
And I look at those and I go, I could eat three of those.
Yeah. And that's a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think as Americans, I think we eat too much in the first place. Even like when you pour a bowl of cereal, most people fill a bowl up, but the actual serving size is about a third of what we're supposed to be eating. So I think, how many people go to a steakhouse and go, well, give me the smallest steak on the menu? Mm-hmm. No, it's, I want the 32 ounce or the 64 ounce,
Yes, 4 ounces is the amount of protein you're supposed to have for the entire day.
Yeah.
That is a piece of meat about the size of a deck of cards.
That's tiny, yeah. That's an appetizer. Yeah, whenever we go to the steakhouse around town, I always get the larger filet. And I look at the small one, I'm like, no. So, but yeah, I think that's kind of it's a mixed bag question right there.
Should we ban junk food?
No. No. I mean, there's so many little things that are enjoyable in life. Why not partake in some of them?
True.
I mean, it is pretty bad, though. Like, when you go to the grocery store, I think you were telling me about how you saw a documentary where they were interviewing a guy from England, and he was making a comment about how we have a whole aisle dedicated just to chips.
Just to potato chips.
To potato chips.
I think he called them crisps.
Crisps, yeah, that's what they call them over there. And that is kind of ridiculous, if you think about it. I mean, it's...
Wow, that's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
We don't even think anything of it.
No, we just happily walk down and then pick out whatever we want. Mm-hmm. And they come out with new stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Just to add to that aisle.
Just for more variety in snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if you look at most, what do they tell you when you go grocery shopping? If you stick to the outer ring of the store, that's the stuff that you need. Everything else in the center of the store is pretty much just not necessities.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't agree with that because there's toilet paper down that aisle, down in the middle, and you need that. So.
Well, if we had one of those Japanese toilets, we wouldn't.
Why, they don't use toilet paper?
Mm-mm.
What?
No, they have a built-in bidet.
Oh, okay.
And a fan to dry you off again.
Okay. That'll wake you up in the morning.
That sounds to me like if I had the thousands of dollars to spend to get one of those, I would.
Would you really?
Yeah.
You got excited about that.
You'd have a clean hiney all the time.
Yeah. It'd wake you up in the morning.
Oh, it's heated water.
Still wake you up. I don't care. I mean, it's going to be heated all at once. You have water flushing your poo-poo out. Poo-poo. Sorry.
Such language.
There goes my eighth grade humor. But yeah, I mean, no. I don't think we should ban junk food. Maybe cut back on a little bit, but I think we do pretty good around here.
I'm thinking of how many boxes of donuts and Ho-Hos and Cheetos we have in the house right now.
You eat a lot of that stuff. My biggest downfall is ice cream. But I don't eat that many chips and stuff like that.
And I have not been able to eat them.
Yeah. I mean, there's some chips in there we probably should throw away that have been around since
I only eat them with dip, and the dip is probably bad, too.
No, the dip's good. I checked that the other day. So, the French onion dip. So, no, I don't think we should ban junk food. What do you think?
The problem with giving people a choice is they choose wrong.
So, no, we shouldn't ban junk food.
I mean, you should have the option, but you shouldn't use it.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, what's the fun in buying fruit and vegetables and having that as a snack? I mean, you're pretty good about that, though. You were eating vegetables as a snack for a while.
Oh yeah, I don't have enough teeth to chew on
right now,
carrots and celery anymore.
Yeah, but. Maybe you'll get back in the swing of that, because I'm not jumping on that bandwagon. All right. Should we only eat food produced in the United States of America?
That kind of sounds like a manga thing, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. How do I put this? We have such an incredible variety of foods from all cultures all over the world. There, in the grocery store, there is something new every day. And just because there are I don't know, avocados, you know, that were never in American diet ever before, just because they came from someplace else originally doesn't necessarily mean that the ones that you're eating came from some far off land.
Yeah, that's true.
They probably came from some commercial farm right here in America.
Probably.
But I think it's wonderful that we have such a variety of foods.
The only thing I got going through my head is that commercial now. Avocados from Mexico. No, it does sound like a MAGA comment completely. I mean, there's probably a lot of stuff that is shipped in from other countries.
And I think the staples, corn, wheat, beef, chicken, I think we ship out a lot of that to other countries.
Yeah.
There are these huge farms with like 2,000 chickens.
They're disgusting. Yeah, most people I don't think would eat chicken again if they ever saw it on a farm.
It's turning farming into an industry. But there are 7 billion people on the planet we have to feed.
It's way overpopulated.
I think they say the best sustainable population is 500,000.
Wow. That's if we didn't have industrialization and stuff like that, I believe. But, no, I don't believe that we should just eat food that's just produced here, though. I think that's just a silly comment.
I like tacos too much.
Yeah. Well, even though the tacos we make are completely white bread, they're not, there's nothing Mexican about them. Mm-hmm. I mean, we eat the kits. So,
I once got it on with a Mexican guy, and he said, if you want to know what goes in an authentic Mexican burrito, go look in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just whatever they can find, kind of mm-hmm. put it in there. Okay.
Do you think ads for sugary cereals should be banned from children's television shows?
No.
Well, to start, what are children's television shows? Saturday and Sunday mornings, it used to be full of cartoons. None of the broadcast channels do that anymore.
No, you have those, you know, the day to zoo type of shows.
Mm-hmm. Which is good.
Yeah.
Better than cartoons, I guess.
So, yeah.
I guess if poor people who can't afford streaming want to watch cartoons, they're out of luck.
Yeah, pretty much if you're just watching something over the air.
Sorry, yeah, has nothing to do with food. But
No, you're right, though.
This question doesn't really apply anymore because there isn't really children's television on broadcast. And what there is doesn't advertise cereal or anything. It's usually insurance and
warranties for your car.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're right. I mean, but now they actually have network television for kids.
Streaming,
yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
And most of those, if you worry about the commercials, you can buy an option to not have any commercials.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think they should be banned. It's. I think it's kind of a, I don't know, that's what we grew up with. I don't think it does that much harm. Kids are going to find it one way or another.
What do you mean by that?
Well, when we go in the grocery store, I mean, you go up and down the aisles, it's nothing but sugary
mm-hmm.
cereal anyway.
And the sugariest sugar-filled cereals are right at kids' eye level.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like the other day, one of the Rice Krispies were on the very top shelf.
Yeah, we had a hard time finding them.
Yeah, and I mean, kids don't want Rice Krispies. There's no sugar on them.
Mm-hmm.
But they were on the very top shelf.
And the reason I wanted them is because they're easy to chew.
Mm-hmm. Whereas if you go eye level for a kid, it's
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch and...
And that stuff will tear the heck up in your mouth. It's like eating needles.
Yeah, it's pretty rough on your mouth. Do you think they should ban it?
I just don't think it's necessary anymore.
Okay. All right. It's your turn.
If vending machines had more healthy food options, would they sell?
I couldn't tell you the last time I bought anything out of a vending machine. So, I don't know. I mean, can you remember the last time you bought anything out of a vending machine?
It was at the hospital.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. And they did have healthy options. I guess in a hospital it would be embarrassing if they didn't.
Yeah.
You could buy an apple or an orange, milk.
Okay.
They also had the regular junk food, but they did have healthy options, at least in that hospital.
Okay.
I don't think I've been to any other places where you see a lot of vending machines. I guess they have them at work.
Do they?
But, I think those are mostly, like, soda.
Okay. That would make sense.
If I go down to the cafeteria, I can buy an apple or an orange or a banana. In fact, I brought a banana home for you mm-hmm. one day because I couldn't eat it. You can have a salad. But I think people mainly buy their hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
Their food is just atrocious.
Well, that surprises me.
It's like going to a restaurant in a hotel.
Really?
They don't have to be good because you'll go there anyway.
Yeah, that's true. That's too bad. You figured you'd want to take care of your employees a little bit better than that, but I guess not if they're held captive.
When my father worked for the William Wrigley Jr. Company, the employee cafeteria had like hamburgers for a nickel and French fries for a dime. Everything was sold at cost, and it was made by people who cared. The goal of that cafeteria was not to make money. It was to give the employees good food to eat.
Yeah.
And I think most cafeterias at big companies now are profit-making centers.
Yeah, the cheapest, most cost-effective.
Buy the cheapest food and you sell it for the highest price that you will get without throwing it away.
It's another source of income.
Mm-hmm.
That's too bad. Yeah, I don't know. I think I would hope to think that if there was healthy food options in vending machines, that they would sell. But part of me doesn't think they would.
It'd be interesting to know what the statistics are.
Yeah.
I would be afraid that those apples would spoil before anybody bought them.
Yeah. They probably sell a lot right after New Year's Eve when everyone's on their gung-ho diet.
Mm-hmm.
So I just put them in there for a month and then just replace it with Reese's peanut butter cups and Snickers. Because, yeah, once everyone falls off that wagon. So, are fat people discriminated against?
I believe that there's all kinds of studies that find that to be true. I don't think it applies to me. I don't feel like I've ever been discriminated against.
Yeah. Well, I want to consider you fat, though. I mean...
True. I see a lot of people who are much... have a much bigger body mass than I do.
Yeah. I mean, there's people who come into the shop all the time that are way overweight.
I think my BMI is like 35.
No, I don't think it's that high.
Yeah.
Is it?
I mean, how about those scales that you have to stand on with naked feet so they can measure you, and I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Although, in the last 6 months, I've lost an awful lot of weight.
Yeah.
That burst gallbladder will definitely affect your food.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, has your taste in food changed since that?
What I want to eat.
Wait, you can't eat different?
That's mainly from having the teeth extracted. I had two tooth extractions in the last...
month.
2 months.
Yeah.
So I haven't eaten anything but soft food like pudding and soup since New Year's.
Yeah. We're going to get that all taken care of soon. So you can start eating steak and dark meat, chicken, stuff like that soon.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. I think if you talk to fat people, they're going to say they're discriminated against. But, and like, not.
Well, you hear about people saying, well, I was at a restaurant and I ordered cake for dessert and everybody's eyes rolled.
Mm-hmm.
But that's never happened to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I just don't hang around judgmental people.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to eat it, in my opinion, you know what I mean? But then...
Every once in a while at work, people will see me eating, I don't know, right after I got that tooth extracted, I could eat donuts and pudding. So I was eating a donut, and somebody commented that shouldn't be on your diet because you're diabetic. And I had to educate her that when you have diabetes, you can eat pretty much whatever you want as long as you take the right amount of insulin for it.
Yeah, well, you're still not supposed to, but yeah. But you know, you're correct. Yeah, I would have told her to kick rocks and mind her own business. Just kidding. No, they make comments at work all the time. Should you be eating that?
They had a birthday party for me and everybody brought sugar-free stuff.
Oh, okay, that's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Was it any good?
I had to warn everyone, do not eat any more than one of those candy bars.
Yeah. Because it's going to get leaky butt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't want to be the cause of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's hard. I'm not fat. I mean, that's terrible to say. But I'm not overweight, so I don't know. I haven't experienced being discriminated against for my weight. So... I don't know. I can't speak on it.
For the you, I'd say it's the opposite. You like big guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. Should all children be given free meals at school?
Yes.
I agree.
But you're going to have some fiscal conservative types who say, well, that would mean giving food to rich kids who could afford to have, I don't know, it's like there's some big a big pie, and if, I can't think of an analogy for that.
Like, why give it to someone that can already afford it?
Yeah.
Well, so would you have the ones that can afford it bring in their own food, whereas the kids who can't afford it...
And then there has to be a cutoff, and some rich family's going to take them to court saying, if you give food to poor kids, you should give food to my kids, too. And there are people who will take advantage of any system that you set up.
Oh, yeah. They do it now. But I think food should be given at schools. It's kind of like a poor analogy, but you feed the prisoners when they're locked away, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then this sounds terrible. Well, you can control their diet and make sure that they actually do get a pretty good meal during the day. So they're not eating just junk food when they go home.
Well, I believe some studies have been done on that, and they find that when kids are given healthy food, they just won't eat it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, most school cafeterias have a healthy menu, and then they also have hamburgers and hot dogs.
Wow. And so then the kids will eat the, mm-hmm. the non-healthy items?
You know, if some kid says, I won't eat asparagus, then they can get a hot dog instead.
Okay.
Which is worse, sugar or fat?
Moderation. So, in large abundance, in large amounts, they're both bad for you. But if you moderate it, I don't think they're okay.
I believe that on a molecular level, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Everything that you take in has to be broken down into simple compounds that your body can process.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. The difference between carbohydrates and proteins is more distinct because how those amino acids are broken down. But in truth, your body turns that fuel into whatever you need.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it doesn't matter if you ate nothing but sugar cubes, other than having some deficiencies in minerals and whatever. I don't really think it matters that much what you eat.
Yeah, it all turns its way into fuel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of people think if they eat fatty foods, they're going to break out in pimples, and that's because their mothers told them that to make them not eat so many hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
There's no truth to it.
Okay. Same thing with sugar, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think one or the other is worse than the other, so that's why I said moderation.
I'm sure there's some doctors and scientists who could disagree with us and have really good reasons, but
yeah.
in basics, I don't see much difference.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay.
Would you eat a vegetable-based hot dog?
What do you think?
You won't eat any hot dogs.
I'll eat some. I'll eat all beef. Good ones.
Hmm.
The expensive ones. But I want to say I'd try it, but I really don't think I would.
Well, and you won't eat an unknown hot dog if you don't know what
that
it is.
That it's all beef or not, yeah.
Yeah. So although you do that at Dairy Queen. You buy their hot dogs and you have no idea what's in them.
I believe they're all beef.
Hmm.
That's what it says on the signs. So, I put...
Mm-hmm.
don't know. I mean, get it with cheese and mustard on it.
You could put, I guess they could put a hot dog in there. They could put one of those vegetable hot dogs in, and you might not know the difference.
Yeah, that's true.
I almost got a job with a company here in town that is there, this whole new division for vegetable-based proteins.
Oh, yeah.
And I suspect that group is one of the ones that is promoting this vegetable-based hot dog. It seems to me like if you shouldn't be trying to make vegetables look like meat. I mean, if you just want to eat vegetables, eat vegetables.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are confused when they, it's vegetable-based, that it's good for you. With all the stuff they add in, it's not.
Probably not.
It's not good for you. But you're getting away from eating meat. It's supposed to be better for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
That's the gist behind it.
Those huge farms, quote farms, yeah, with 2,000 chickens.
Exactly.
And cows are far worse on the environment than cars are.
Yeah. With all the methane and stuff. But I don't know. I mean, it's... I don't... Just eat carrots, eat
some tofu,
something like that. But I guess it's a good way to get people to try to eat them.
Yeah. It would have to be molecularly so similar that nobody could tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
They really need to invent that food replicator they have on Star Trek.
Well, yeah, I mean, then you won't have to worry about any of...
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have to raise any animals.
No, you just, you know, wish for it, and there it is. So that would fix a lot of problems, because then you could no worry about money to get the food. So, but yeah. Would you eat a vegetable-based hot dog?
Yes.
You would?
I would at least try it.
Yeah, I figured you would.
Been thousands of foods that I have tried that sometimes I like them, sometimes I don't, but just because it's different doesn't mean I won't eat it.
So you would definitely try it. I figured you would.
And I heard that pea-based protein is really good.
I don't know. I don't think I ever will.
They specifically brought that up in that job interview I had with that company.
Oh, really? Did you tell them hell no?
I think the meat industry is seeing where it's going, and they got to be prepared.
Yeah. It's coming down the line. It's, I think it's just a matter of time when they figure it out. Do you think we should all be vegetarian?
Yes. In practice, no.
Okay. It's expensive to be a vegetarian. It's expensive to eat healthy.
To eat healthy, yes. I can't say it's more expensive to be a vegetarian, but if you have your own chef who can make good-tasting vegetable meals, yeah, it's easy. But somebody who is coming home from their shift at 6 p.m. and needs to put something in the microwave for the kids... you're not going to have time for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it takes a lot longer to prep and fix and stuff like that.
To make it taste good, it does.
Yeah. So, but no, it's just not feasible at this time to be for everyone to be a vegetarian.
Well, if you think about it, when we plan a meal, we go, well, what do you want? What you're actually asking is, what meat do you want?
Yeah.
Do you want chicken, or do you want beef, or do you want pork?
Yeah. That's true. That's very true. And then I'm terrible about getting vegetables. You're good about sneaking them in. So, you always sneak them in. I'm terrible about putting them in. So, but my idea of vegetables is corn with every meal, too. So... That's, you know, I got that from my father. But I couldn't imagine being a vegetarian, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, I'm not that much of a steak eater, but I do enjoy chicken.
Which you sure do. Only white meat, though.
Only white meat, which drives you crazy. Mm-hmm. But I do eat beef and I do eat pork. Can you imagine trying to be a vegan?
No. Too many rules.
You'd have to tell everybody about it. You didn't get that one. But no, in theory, it'd be a good idea to be a vegetarian, but it's not happening.
No, I don't think so either.
Looks like we're at the end of the show, so what is your favorite joke this week?
Why did the vegan cross the road?
To tell everyone they did it?
To tell everyone they're vegan.
Aha, I knew it. So, I finally got one. It only took 94 episodes to get one, but I finally did. All right.
We hope you've enjoyed episode 94 of the Bear and Kerr podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kerr.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com, and Oz is spelled A-W-E-S.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.